What an evening and night it was. This is Paul O'Mahony telling you about what happened last night in Limerick. You see, it was my wife's uncle's 80th birthday. And at one stage in the evening, my wife said, "Oh, the best parties are 80th birthday parties." That's when she got an opportunity to say something in praise of her uncle. But let me tell you, there were how many? Six of us in one car, heading out to Terry and Monica's daughter's house. I think that's it, near Ardnacrusha. We arrive at the house and the drinks, champagne, and there's a chance to watch rugby. Because Terry and his wife Monica were going to experience, well, I think Monica knew what was happening, but Terry was going to get a surprise. Nobody had told him that he was going to have a birthday party. So all the people were shut up in the main room saying, shh, shh, trying to keep quiet. And it went on, and when were they going to come? And eventually they did come. There was the funny story which Terry told about how his wife said to him, "Ah, look, take off that pullover and put on a nice jacket, especially to dress up for the occasion." So there was food, there was chatter, enormous chatter. Huge, well, I say huge numbers, there must have been 40 or more people in the house. There was loads of champagne, wine and beer to drink if you wanted it. Then there was crisps, Doritos crisps, I think, and some other form of Indian spice mix. And then there was food. Loads of it, absolutely loads of it. And you went and you filled up your plate, and then you went back and you filled up your plate again. And there were dancing, and there were speeches, and there was singing, and there was live music. Dermot played the guitar. And you know what time it finished? Well, we left, and by that I mean Edel's mother was up till 3:30. Now, she's about 86. We lasted till 3:30. I think it was 4:40 when I crawled into bed, and I woke up at 10:20. It was a memorable evening. One of those ones where a whole lot of people from an extended family get together and enjoy themselves. And that's what it was really like. Terry's, how many sisters? One sister, two sisters. That's right, two sisters, one sister-in-law, and then a whole load of kids and grandchildren. Yeah, maybe when it's my 80th birthday, we'll have something like that. But I was surprised that I stayed awake all evening. And I did sip a lot of white wine and champagne. Yep. Very, very nice occasion. We got up and it's now nearly, I don't know, it's after 4:00 in the afternoon. And I'm going to do nothing else except go and collect the dog and come back and sit in front of the TV watching Wales playing against Australia in rugby. And that is a short report. Part of a daily diary consisting of fragments of a day. Oh, and by the way, it's a pretty wet day here in Cork.